Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're joined by Mr. Michael Sackett, the owner and managing director of Sackett Services in Tasmania, in Australia. Sackett Services are experts in the heating and cooling industry with a unique wide range of services. They are the go-to company for all heating, cooling, and mechanical needs in the state of Tasmania. And how awesome is that? And Mr. Sackett, thanks for joining us here today.
No worries, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks so much for joining us all the way from Tasmania here this morning. Really appreciate that. So let's start out today by talking about how the building industry has evolved quite dramatically in recent times. You've been in the industry for 30 years. So I'd love your perspective on this and how in 2023, there's a lot for architects and property developers to think about before they start building. Let's kick things off with some commentary on that.
Okay, well, the last 30 years has seen a tremendous change in the building industry, you know, mainly due to design efficiency. In that respect, the changes have been driven, I guess, mostly by industry to have construction methods and buildings more energy efficient to reduce energy consumption and carbon emissions. So I guess that's been the main driver, and those efficiencies are changing quite often over a period of probably the last 10 years. We've seen in Australia, we've seen building codes change to suit the needs of the efficiencies of the builds. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly a lot has changed over the years, and a great place to kick things off here today per your expertise and joining us here today. Now, tell me, how important is it to be sustainable and energy efficient, especially in 2023?
It's always important to have an understanding of efficiency. My biggest problem is quite often people want to build energy efficient products because they think that's the right thing to do. And don't get me wrong, that is. But understanding the efficiency of the product means, or for me, you need to have an understanding of what effect that will be. So all my questions and relating to the state of Tasmania in Australia, Tasmania is quite unique that we are 100% efficient in our energy production. You know, our energy is produced through solar and wind, and we export it to the mainland of Australia. So when we are 100% using renewable energy, and depending on what that tariff rate is, i.e. what we're paying for that energy, the decision process needs to be made on the product and how much it might save you. So, to give you an example, like glazing, for example, you need to take in consideration the temperatures, the ambient temperatures and the average temperatures in Tasmania, but also understand what a higher level of glazing will give you on the build and the energy savings. You know, it's no point spending an extra, you know, $50,000 on glazing when it might only save you, you know, $1,000 a year in energy costs. So having an understanding of the efficiency of the products that we're selecting, or the building fabric that we're selecting, and then looking at how we're heating the buildings and what that energy cost is, what that fuel cost or what that energy tariff rate that we're going to pay to heat or cool the building is a big point for any architect or developer or any building owner to understand. You know, in summary, it's just having an understanding of what products, what the energy efficient product, what the energy efficient of that product is, and what the net result will be on an energy saving over the course of a year or the life of the build.
Now, everyone talks about how saving energy and being sustainable is expensive when it comes to buildings. Is this always the case? What's your thought on that?
Well, You know, it's not always the case. You know, simple designs can have a huge effect on energy efficient. Building and dealing with the orientation of the house or the building on the in regards to the sun can have a massive impact on the efficiency of the place. You know, overhanging eaves, you know, will cut the harsh summer sun. Even in Tasmania, the southernmost state of Australia, we still have very strong sun, and of course that relates to high solar gain and a high cooling load. So, you know, cutting out and designing buildings that deal with that solar are as simple, effective, you know, can almost be a cost neutral cost on the build, but have a massive impact. So, no, quite often, you know, building smarter to deal with sustainable and efficiency is not always an expensive cost in the build.
Certainly appreciate the feedback and insight shared so far here today and for your time. We're speaking with Mr. Michael Sackett, the owner and managing director of Sackett Services in Tasmania in Australia. Sackett Services are experts in the heating and cooling industry with a unique wide range of services. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, would you recommend architects and property developers to use businesses that provide a one-stop shop to save time and money? Give us some feedback on that perspective.
Well, quite often, you know, in the building industry, and I'm speaking in regards to my state in Australia, quite often, you know, builders, you know, boutique type builders that might do nice high-end builds for developers or homeowners, yeah, quite often the strength of those building companies is in their relationship with their subcontractors. You know, they've got a team of guys that work very effectively and understand what the builder wants as an end result. You know, we find it's always a little bit difficult where we might come into a job with a design, and you know, the builder is, you know, aligned to using their own list of subcontractors. So that's not always the case, and quite often we'll just work with those builders, so our design might get used, which will benefit the end result. So yeah, to answer your question simply, you know, a one-stop shop is always nice. You know, having a project where a builder can utilize a design that's going to work and be efficient is great, but quite often the relationship, as I said, with those existing subcontractors is built in to the builder, so it's a bit difficult. So yeah, I guess yeah, it's a bit of a catch 22. If the client is getting a good result, it doesn't matter who's undertaking the work. But for our sake, it'd be nice to have builders utilising our design and utilising our services to design it and install it, maintain it and warrant it. But it's not always the case.
I certainly appreciate your feedback on that as well. Now, if you would, tell us about your new product, an EV charger, and what the benefits are there.
Well, we basically, with the advent of EV cars, we're rolling out some product in regards to the ability to charge these EV cars and manage the power. As you can appreciate, EV cars can use a fair amount of power on charging, and we're focusing mainly on multi-dwelling apartments or buildings. So they might be hotels, service departments, that type of situation where you might have a low rise or even high rise building, and you've got a car park downstairs, and you want to roll out, you know, 10 EV charging stations. Those sites have difficulties in getting power to the car park spot from the accommodation or for when the the unit or apartment is located, and also managing the power. As you can appreciate, having 10 cars being charged, you've got to manage that power very carefully. So we're rolling out the EV chargers with the billing and charging solution, which does the billing and manages the power. So it'll shed load when it needs to, and when there is enough power, it'll provide more power or enough power to charge each individual EV charger. So we're more focused into that that market, as opposed to the standard, one house, one charger. We've got a couple of jobs running at the moment where we're doing that load management and billing, and quite often we incorporate that, or with one job we've just completed, we've incorporated that into a solar PV. So the client is producing power on his roof, putting it back into the building, and then the end users are getting the benefit of getting the energy at a reduced cost, and sometimes free, to charge their vehicles. And it's all done through a software and hardware solution to manage the power and do the charging and billing at the end of the day.
Certainly sounds fantastic on that new product, and it sounds like there's a lot of excitement around that as well. Thanks for sharing some of the benefits there. As we conclude today, obviously we have a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners and executives that tune into the show. What's your piece of advice for folks tuning in? Maybe if it's business related or productivity, anything you could share along those lines, that would be greatly appreciated.
I'll just reiterate, I think at the end of the day, whether it's a business owner or a homeowner or a developer or architect, it's just them having an understanding of the benefits of the system and the product. So quite often we constantly find that there is a misunderstanding of the benefits, the efficiency, what the tariff rate is that people might be paying, and quite often we deal with architects in mainland Australia, and of course they're not familiar with how our energy is produced, what energy rate our energy is sold at. So it's a great for me to explain some of that that general knowledge and to these people, and give them an understanding of products and services which are most suited for the application that they're either designing or building.
A great place to conclude here today. And again, we thank you for your time and joining us all the way from Tasmania over there in Australia. Where can listeners get further information on Sackett Services online?
Well, we've got our own website and Facebook page, and there's a bit of information in regards to that. So that's good old internet, www.sackettservices.com.au, and also our Facebook page as well. So there's a fair bit of information out there. More than happy to take emails and questions if people want to send something through. info@sackettservices.com.au, you'll find me as well. And more than happy to help any prospective people that might have a question, or might want a job, or might want a design done, and go from there.
And that sounds easy enough. And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast, as we always do, for the convenience of the listener. Again, Mr. Sackett, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
No worries. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate your time.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Michael Sackett, the owner and managing director of Sackett Services in Tasmania in Australia. Sackett Services are experts in the heating and cooling industry with a unique wide range of services. And once again, for all the details, visit sackettservices.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.